map of the cancer centres in Ireland and draw a line from Dublin to Galway. There's nothing north of that line, which is wrong. I believe that, and I don't believe that Donegal or Sligo or Leitrim on their own, any of them are big enough to have a fully comprehensive cancer treatment service. I think Donegal has very good medical oncology services and good support. But I think if the three counties got together and agitated, and I would throw every bit of weight that I have behind it, I think what the people of the Northwest have to do is decide that they want a Northwest Cancer Centre, commit to that principle, and then afterwards, once they've won that battle, then they can work out exactly how the services will be divided. Because it may not all be concentrated in one hospital. Some parts of the service can be deployed to different places. I believe a sort of a little peace offering was sent to the people of Donegal by keeping their medical oncology open and moving everything else to Galway. It would make much more sense to me if the 250,000 people who live in the northwest region had their comprehensive cancer centre with their own radiotherapy, their own specialist cancer.
What about this Alt na Gelvin promise now? I mean, doesn't that throw a spanner in the works then?
I believe that all Alt na Gelvin apparently was offering was that certain services such as radiotherapy would be contracted out. It would be better than the existing arrangement, but to me the ideal, the shining palace on the hill that the people of the Northwest should aim for is a Northwest Regional Cancer Centre where they would not have to leave the Northwest region. Everybody would be within an hour or so of a cancer centre and they would have everything there. There'd be none of this nonsense about 6-hour bus trips to Dublin or Galway.